Healthcare changes passed in Act 10 last year didn't immediately get the overwhelming attention that other changes in the budget repair bill did, namely limits on collective bargaining. That's partly because it wasn't clear how the state's health secretary would control Medicaid costs using newfound power that restricted legislative oversight. Now, with Badger Care coverage for thousands in doubt, Representative John Richards of Milwaukee and John Erpenbach of Middleton are proposing a bill to increase funding for Badger Care by eliminating recently passed corporate tax breaks. Erpenbach says some companies have low pay and no health benefits, so workers turn to public health programs.
There are corporations who enjoy our tax breaks that our governor has given them since he's been in office. At the same time, they're double dipping because they put some of their employees on Badger Care. If they're going to continue to do that, they should start paying their fair share.
In addition to rolling back corporate tax breaks, the bill would prohibit higher cost sharing for those on Badger Care and strike the requirement that a photo ID must be shown for benefits. Proposed changes to Badger Care require federal approval. The request for a waiver is still pending. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.